thing to do is to respond in trust and obedience. So I'm going to pray for God's help now as I come to this task. Our Father God, we thank you that you have given us your word. Please help me to teach it correctly this morning. May you give us, each of us here, ears to listen and hearts to obey. And we ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, the Dorchester Gladiators is a small rugby football club of veteran players from the south coast of England. A few years ago, the Dorchester Gladiators went on tour to Romania. A slight error in translation meant that, instead of playing against a side of similarly decrepit 50 to 60-year-olds, I can't imagine 50 to 60-year-olds playing rugby, but they do. But instead of playing against a similar side of decrepit 50 to 60-year-olds, they found themselves in Bucharest, in the National Stadium, on national television, playing the Romanian national side. Nigel Jones, a relatively youthful 49-year-old of the Dorchester Gladiators, said this: "We started to get worried when our hosts asked us if we wanted to do a training session the night before. That is not exactly our style. So we did our pre-match build-up in the bar and didn't get to bed until 4 in the morning. When the morning came, they started warming up professionally. We just stood around smoking, knowing we were in deep trouble." The Dorchester Gladiators had misunderstood the terms and conditions of what they were engaged in, and as a result, ended up seriously embarrassed. It is all too easy to be like that as Christians. In order to understand what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, we need to understand the terms and conditions of what we are engaged in. And that's what we're going to be looking at in the next few weeks as we progress our way through the next section of Matthew's Gospel. And in our series thus far, on the second section from chapter 8, we have been seeing that Matthew's aim is to demonstrate that Jesus, God's King, has arrived. And he has arrived with all of God's authority as his saviour for our world. Chapter 9, verse 35, provides a summary of the first major theme running through these chapters. And that theme is that Jesus brought a foretaste of things to come. Jesus brought a foretaste of things to come. We read in verse 35, "Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction." Matthew reminds us that there was a time in Galilee as Jesus moved through the towns and villages when all the visible physical effects of human rebellion against God, which symbolized God's judgment on his people, were reversed. And we've been hearing about that in recent weeks. The lame were made to walk, lepers were healed, a little girl was brought back to life, demons were cast out, a storm was stilled, and on it goes. For a brief moment, it was as if heaven had come to earth. The king had arrived. But do you recall he had come early? Now, let me ask you, are you someone who arrives early or late? It would appear that by the number of people in the foyer before church with 15 minutes to go most weeks, that it is looked upon with serious derision if one arrives early. Indeed, to even arrive on time seems unusual some weeks. If you're at home preparing for the dinner party, or the 20-something girl is getting ready for a serious date and the guests or the date arrive early, well, that can throw you into a complete spin, can't it? And Jesus' arrival did just that for the demons. Remember the demons' words to Jesus?